Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollys. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Linda Polly. It's May 24th, 2007, and here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released November 12th, 2002.
We're back with a good question. Nazarene, another obnoxious question we get is, if you're so psychic, why didn't you know of all these bad things that were going to happen and stop them? We'd love your comments on this.
Aloha, how many times before the great disaster in New York did you warn people of the dark powers gathering there? How many times have you warned people over the years, time and time again, of oncoming disasters? Only to be ignored, only to be pushed aside, only to be laughed at. Again and again and again, you have told people that they are heading into trouble, and they have simply ignored you and done exactly what they wanted to do and destroyed their lives. People don't want to admit your skills, Alora. People do not want to know what you can do because they don't want to be told that they can't do something, that they had better do something else. The people that wanted to go and work in these big office buildings, knowing that they could be knocked down, knowing that they could catch fire, but they'll take the risk. They'll work there because it's a good paying job. The people that flock to the cities because that's where the work is. They don't care how unsanitary the water is or how dangerous it is for their kids in the street. You warn them of these things, you tell them of these things, and they say, oh, I'm not going to worry about it. I have to make a living. Well, they have to make a living, but it's strange that they choose to die making a living.
How true it is, Nazarene, how true it is. They ask our advice, they seek our counsel, then they turn right around and do what they want to do. And then, when everything goes wrong, they say, why didn't you warn us?
We'll be back after the break.
Speaker Gerald Polly here. Many years ago, I wrote a book about my adventures as a young angel, about the things that happened on my native world. It is now available free at this address.
voicesfromspirit.com/ya/cover.htm.
We invite you to come and read it. Many people have enjoyed it and found it a marvelous work.
We're back. Nazarene, in a recent email, you said you had plans for Paris Hilton. What possible plans could you have for her? Just curious.
Now, Alora, there's all kinds of possibilities. What if she was to take over being the announcer with Demetrius and Here's Jesus, record these episodes, help the world understand the great struggle that the kingdom of God is fighting? She could be Demetrius's traveling companion as he goes around the world, helping people understand the needs to save mankind, while you do jobs elsewhere. There's all kinds of possibilities, Alora. All kinds of ways that she could serve the kingdom of God and serve mankind and help people rather than doing all this foolishness that she's now doing in Hollywood and throwing her life away and destroying her soul. There's all kinds of things she could do, Alora. Of course, these are only possibilities. We believe it's highly unlikely that any of these things would ever happen. But there's all kinds of things she could do, Alora, to serve God, to help God's people, to become the kind of person that she is supposed to be. She is supposed to be a servant of God. She is supposed to be helping God's people. And I hope someday she comes to realize that and starts to do some of the wonderful things that she can do.
Really, Nazarene, this is Speaker Paris Hilton, and here's Jesus. I don't think that would ever happen.
Just remember the power of God, Alora, and that we believe in miracles.
We'll be back again.